unmute all.
सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा.
विल जस्ट सी वन श्लोका फ्रॉम वेंकटेश सुप्रभात देन वी विल प्रोसीड.
Did you share your pen? I cannot see anything.
No, I'm not sharing anything at the moment.
Okay.
I'm going to share only the Abhyasa Pustaka. And of course, I have not started sharing. I'm just going to do one shloka. Okay, shloka is not there. Fine. You all know this one, Venkatesha Suprabhatam. Okay, no problem.
Yes.
You all know it, right? So
yeah.
I will share it in this one, WhatsApp. There we have a sloka. Padmesh Mitra Shatapatra Gatali Varga Hartum Shriyam Kuvalayas Nijanga Lakshmya Beri Ninadam Iva Bebhrati Deep Tibranadam Tesha Drishekara Vibho Tava Suprabhatam. So wonderful shloka. Okay, all shlokas are wonderful, but still. Padmesha, here Padma Isha, Padmasya Ishaha Suryaha. So see, Padmesha is Suryan. Padmesha Mitra. Padmesha Mitra. Padmesha Mitra becomes what? Lotus. Padmesha Mitra, the lotus. Surya's friend, lotus. Shatapatra, lotus. With 1,000 petals. 1,000 petaled lotus. So Padmesha Mitra Shatapatra, Shatana, hundreds of petals, Shatapatra, Gatali Vargaha, Gata Ali Vargaha, Ali means Brahmaraha, bees. What they do? They go and sit on the lotus. They go and sit on the lotus. What for they go and sit on the lotus? They want to turn it into Kuvalaya. Kuvalaya is your lily, which is moon's friend. Okay, so what these bees do, a lily is supposed to be blue lilies. You have you have dark colored lilies. Blue lilies is famous. So Kuvalaya is supposed to be that. So Padmesha Mitra Shatapatra Gatali Vargaha Hartum Shriyam. Shriyam Hartum. Shriyam, Shri, as I said in previous classes too, Shri is supposed to be Lakshmi, not only means wealth, it also means beauty, lustre, splendor, and all those things. So, these Gatali Vargaha, these bees, what they do, they go and sit on the lotus, come a red lotus, and what for? Kuvalayasya Hartum Shriyam, to make the Kuvalaya look little low. I mean, take away the beauty of the lily. So, Nijanga Lakshmiya, how? By sitting on the lotus, and their own, they look so beautiful sitting on the lotus. So, by their own beauty, They go and sit on the lotus and may and think that they are going to reduce the beauty of the lilies. Bheri ninadam iva bibrati tivranadam. They not only stop there. What they do is they hundreds of bees. So what they make a ringharam. They make a sound which is which will reduce the sound of the bheri. Bheri ninadam iva bibrati. Bibrati means they carry that sound. They carry that sound, they make that sound. So all these things are happening. Don't think it is lotus only which has blossomed. It is not the kuvalayam. The bees are going and sitting on the lotus. So you please open your eyes. Tava suprabhatam bhavatu. Don't think it is a lily, so it is only night. It is the pratakala has come and the surya has risen. So what happens, the lotus are blossoming, and don't think they are lilies, they are lotus only. These bees are going and sitting and making that type of noise. So you please wake up. It's a wonderful thing. Sheshadri, Shekhar Vibho. Sheshadri is one of the Adri, right? One of the Adri is supposed to be your mountain, Parvata. Sheshadri, Shekhar Vibho. Hey Vibho, Tava Suprabhatam Bhavatu is the thing here. Now, I'll just quickly share this one, some Dvitiya Vibhakti things. So each shloka, if you just go through the meaning and you contemplate on that really will take you to another this one. 1 minute, I'll just share the okay.
Go to ad.mi.com to reset your password. That is one of the mobile number.
Can anybody unmute yourself and say whether you are able to see this?
Yes, ma'am. We can see.
Yeah, thank you. See, we have 7 vibhaktis, we know that. So this is your karta, which is the subject. Okay, all names and nouns will come in that. The karma, object. Why I'm taking this is karma. We are going to do the dvitiya vibhakti. So what happens here? Object. So object automatically, just see, balakaha patati. That's it, the subject and the noun and the verb. Balakaha patati. Now, balakaha kim patati, balakaha patam patati. Balakaha pataha will not be there. Pataha is pratama vibhakti. Pataha asti. Pata is there. But what is the balaka doing? Balaka is reading the pata.
No, no,
the part, the lesson. So balakah patham patati. Now balakah, now take balakah in itself in dvitiya vibhakti, what will happen? Aham balakam pashyami. शिष्यः शिक्षकः अस्ति. शिक्षकः किं करोति? शिक्षकः बालकं पृच्छति. पृच्छति आस्क्स्. शिक्षकः बालकं पृच्छति. सो दट् इस् वाट् वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु डू. वाट् हियर् कर्म object and here also the same. Nouns and everything will come. So this is Tritiya Vibhakti. This one I'll share later. I don't want this to be done now. This is for Chaturthi. So we will do some more examples. Some more examples like for Dvitiya Vibhakti. Balakah. I will say in Prathama Vibhakti, you have to use that into, I will say two sentences of Prathama Vibhakti. You join the sentence by using, I will give an example. Balakah asti, patah asti. Okay? Balakah patati, patah asti. Balakah patham patati. Balakah asti, balakah gachati. Vidyalayah asti. बालकः विद्यालयं गच्छति. जननी गच्छति. मन्दिरम् अस्ति. मन्दिरम् ओन्लि. द्वितीया विभक्ति फोर् मन्दिरं विल् बि सोरि द्वितीया विभक्ति विल् बि मन्दिरम् ओन्लि. न बालकः बालकः क्रीडति. Balakah, take an example, Balakah kridati. What does Balakah do? Balakah plays. Balakah kridati. Balakah kridati, lugada krida asti. Lugada krida means cricket. Lugada krida asti. Balakah kridati. Please mute yourself. Over is, I'm just retrieving the file. Okay. Balakah asti, balakah kridati, balaka is playing, and lugada krida asti, lugada krida or chaturanga krida, chess, lugada krida, all these things. So you can say anyone. Balakah asti, balakah kridati, lugada krida asti, balakah lugada krida क्रीडति. बालकः लुगड क्रीडां क्रीडति. बालकः क्रीडति. दिस् वन् चतुरङ्गक्रीडा अस्ति. बालकः चतुरङ्गक्रीडां क्रीडति. बालकः क्रीडति. कण्डोल कण्डोलकन्दुकम् अस्ति. कण्डोलकन्दुक कण्डोलकन्दुक क्रीडा अस्ति. बालकः बास्केट्बाल् कण्डोलकन्दुकक्रीडां क्रीडति. बालकः कण्डोलकन्दुकक्रीडां क्रीडति. नौ एनी क्रीडा यु केन् आल्सो से अगेन् यु हाव् दिस् वन् हाकि. फार् हाकि यु हाव् लुगड कन्दुक. लुगड कन्दुक क्रीडा हाकि इति बि. देन् यु हाव् रन्निङ्ग्. बालकः धावन धावनक्रीडां क्रीडति. आल् दिस् थिङ्ग्स् आर् यु केन् सिम्प्लि से कोको क्रीडा एनिथिङ्ग्. क्रीडां यु जस्ट् आड् अट् द बेक्. कोको क्रीडां क्रीडति. आर् हैड् अण्ड् सीक्. So that one becomes your drishya drishya krida. Drishya drishya krida or anything. Long jump, you can use long jump kridam kridati. Each one see according to the your attendees list. Please unmute yourself and say. In the meantime I will take out this Dvitiya Vibhakti. Yeah, you can start please. क्रीडां क्रीडति बालकः क्रीडां क्रीडति किं क्रीडां क्रीडति
बालकः पादकन्दुकं क्रीडति
वेरि गुड् पादकन्दुकक्रीडां क्रीडति फुट्बाल् बालकः पादकन्दुकक्रीडां क्रीडति क्षेपणकन्दुक थ्रोबाल् अल सो थ्रोबाल् वाटेवर् यु केन् स्टार्ट् ओके बालकः किं क्रीडां क्रीडति
बालकः पादकन्दुकक्रीडां क्रीडति
उत्तमं बालकः पादकन्दुकक्रीडां क्रीडति ओके नौ द नेक्स्ट् वन् प्लीस्
दिस् इस् प्रेमा भगिनी
प्रेमा भगिनी
बालकः दृश्यादृश्य क्रीडां क्रीडति
हैड् अण्ड् सीक् ओके बालकः किं क्रीडां क्रीडति आक्चुलि क्रीडा इस् स्त्रीलिङ्गं सो किम् इस् सपोज् टु बि योर् कामन् थिङ्ग् किं यु केन् यूस् फार् एनिथिङ्ग् इट् बिकम्स् योर् अव्ययं बट् हियर् क्रीडा स्त्रीलिङ्गं सो यु केन् आस्क् का इस् योर् का प्रथमा विभक्ति कां क्रीडां क्रीडति बालकः कां क्रीडां क्रीडति प्लीस् कण्टिन्यू कां क्रीडां क्रीडति भगिनी यु हाव् टु से प्रेमा भगिनी
बालकः दृश्यादृश्यां क्रीडति
बालकः दृश्यादृश्यक्रीडां क्रीडति ओके सूपर् द नेक्स्ट् वन् प्लीस्
नमस्ते भगिनि दिस् इस् राधा हियर् बालकाः चतुरङ्गं क्रीडां क्रीडति
बालकः चतुरङ्गक्रीडां क्रीडति बालकः कां क्रीडां क्रीडति
बालकः चतुरङ्गं क्रीडां क्रीडति
चतुरङ्गक्रीडां क्रीडति सूपर् ओके
चतुरङ्गः अचतुरङ्गम्
क्रीडा सो यु इफ् यु से ओन्लि चतुरङ्ग इट्स् फैन् चतुरङ्गम् इफ् क्रीडा सो यु हाव् टु से अस् अ समस्तपदं चतुरङ्गक्रीडा
चतुरङ्गक्रीडा
क्रीडा क्रीडति क्रीडां क्रीडति सूपर् या द नेक्स्ट् वन् प्लीस्
बालकः पादकङ्कणां क्रीडां क्रीडति क्रीडति बालकः पादकङ्कणं क्रीडां क्रीडति
पाद कन्दुकक्रीडां क्रीडति बालकः पादकन्दुकक्रीडां क्रीडति ओके बालकः Yes,
Bagini, I'm still confused because I'm just quoting the example what others have given. I'm yet to understand to coordinate it. Please.
Okay. So, you have Prathama Vibhakti as a subject.
Yes.
Balakaha Patati. So,
yes.
Balakaha, he is the subject, he is reading. What
yes.
he is reading? In Sanskritam, it will take Dvitiya Vibhakti. So, Balakaha or Pathaha or anything will change to Balakam, Patham, Vidyalayam and all. Okay? So, Vidyalayam
yes.
Gacchati. Balakaha Vidyalayam Gacchati. But if you want to change Balakaha into object, what will happen there? Aham Balakam Pashyami. Here, Balakaha has become the object. And the subject is Aham. I am seeing the, I see the boy. I see the Balaka. So, what I am seeing? I am seeing the Balaka. So, Balakaha will become Balakam. Okay, Kanduk, like that. Kanduk, for Napumsakalingam, it is always him only. Even Prathama Vibhakti will be him, Dvitiya Vibhakti will be him, right? So, here we just have to say balakam or patham vidyalayam, everything will change to im. That will be your object. When something is im other than your napumsakalinga, then it is automatically dvitiya vibhakti. Vidyalayasya nama. Vidyalayasya is shashti vibhakti here, right? Vidyalayaha. Vidyalayaha asti. Pratama vibhakti, subject. Vidyalayasya. Vidyalayasya nama. That becomes your shashti vibhakti. Vidyalayasya nama. We saw saptami vibhakti. Vidyalaye. That is your saptami vibhakti. Vidyalaye balakaha santi. That is your saptami vibhakti. Now, dvitiya vibhakti. This is your object. So what happens? Balakaha vidyalayam gachati. Balakaha vidyalayasya nama. Vidyamandiram. Vidyalaye chatraha santi. Balakaha vidyalayam gachati.
Bhagini, so dvitiya vibhakti will be always in the napumsakalinga. M is added, yeah?
Im is added. Now, not napumsaka. The object, objective case will always have a im.
Okay.
Okay. So, for Napumsakalinga, they originally have a im. So, what will happen? They will be the same. For Prathama Vibhakti and object, for subject also, they will be Mitram. Object also, Mitram only. Subject also, Phalam. Phalam asti, aham phalam dadami. Phalam asti, aham phalam dadami. Okay, so there, the first one is subject, phalam is there. The second one is phalam, dadami is object. I am giving the fruit. Okay, for except for napunsakalinga, you will find the difference by adding im to the original akaranta, akaranta, ikaranta, whatever. You will add a im and you will get the object. Whereas, for napumsakalinga, automatically they will have a im in the Prathama and Dvitiya Vibhakti. Okay?
Okay.
Mm. Okay, that is how. We will do some more examples. Patashala, we will do Vidyalaya, we will do akaranta, then we will go to akaranta. Mm? Balakaha. Balakaha gachyati. Balakaha kutra gachyati. Balakaha vidyalayam gachyati. Balakaha kridanganam gachyati. Balakaha mandiram gachyati. Mandiram, mandiram. Balakaha patashala. Patashalam gachyati. Balakaha nadi. Just adding. Nadim gachyati. Balakaha sabha. Sabham gachyati. Balakaha mandapaha. Mandapam gachyati. Balakaha vishvavidyalayam. Vishwavidyalaya, Vishwavidyal University, Vishwavidyalayam gachyati. Balakaha Mahavidyalaya College, Mahavidyalayam gachyati. Balakaha Karyalaya, Karyalayam gachyati. Pustakalaya, Pustakalayam gachyati. Nyayalayaha court. Nyayalayam gachyati. Apanaha. Apanam gachyati. Now, each one say aham gachyami or balakaha gachyati, anything. Balakaha gachyati, ramaha gachyati, whatever. But you have to say, if you are saying aham, you have to say gachyami. Balakaha, you can use bahuvachanam, balakaha gachyanti, aham gachyami, vayam gachyamaha. But I want where? Kutra. Bhavan gachyati, kutra gachyati. Balakaha gachyati, kutra gachyati. Okay? Sethuraman Mahode. Can you please unmute and answer?
रामः
रामः
रामः मन्दिरं गच्छति.
वेरि गुड्. रामः मन्दिरं गच्छति.
कृष्णः क्रीडा केन् यू यूस् क्रीडाक्षेत्रं
या क्षेत्रम् इस् आल्सो नपुंसकलिङ्गं क्रीडाक्षेत्रं. वेरि गुड्.
गच्छति. One doubt I had, Bhagini, before the third one. This, most of the words you use examples were kind of ending. But one example you used was this Nadi. I was expecting or maybe assuming that we would use Nadyam kind of thing. So, irrespective of or E, everything becomes Eem or Am only. Is that how it should be?
Only we will add only im to the existing word. Navi, Navim. Mala, Malam. Nothing will change. Rama, Ramam. Phalam is always Phalam. Guru is there, even if it is other things which you haven't seen yet. Ukaranta Pullinga or Ukaranta Srilinga, anything. Guru, Gurum, Muni, Ikaranta Pullinga, Munim. Then you have Mati, Ikaranta Pullinga, Harasva Ikaranta Pullinga, Matim, Buddhi, Buddhim. You will just add one im to the the crude word. Like Rama is the crude word, Ramam, Rama, Ramam, Nadi, Nadim, Buddhi, Buddhim, Smriti, Smritim. Okay,
This is when it is in Ekavachanam. When the Bahuvachanam happens, then any change happens? Bahuvachanam
For Pullinga, you will have one in added, like Rama will become Rama. Ramam is Ekavachanam. Raman Pashyami. Balakaha Pataha. Pata is there, that is the crude word. Pathan Patati. Pathan. Raman. Vidyalayan. Megalayan. Then you have Gathan, Gataha, Aham Gatam, Svikaromi, Gathan, Svikaromi, Gathan, Gatan, Gataha, Pot, Gatan, Svikaromi. So, for Pullinga, you will add, you will make it a Dirga and add in. Anything, Dvitiya Bahuvachanam, any word, what will happen is, it will become, any word, it will become Dirga and Im will be added. Any Pullinga word, Guru will become Gurun. Then you have Sadhu, Sadhun. Muni, Munin. It will become Rama, Raman. This is what Pullinga words. In will be added. For Srilinga, what happens is the word will become Dirga. And Visarga will be added. Of course, the words will be Dirga. Even if they are Hraswa, there are some Strilinga words which are Hraswa, like Mati, Smriti. We haven't seen that. It is not in our course now at the moment. In the later part, we will see all those things. Here, what happens is Mati. Mati is a Hraswa. What happens? Matihi. Nadi, automatically it is a Dirga. What happens? Nadihi. Rama, automatically Dirga. Ramaha. One Visarga will be added. You just have to remember, for Pullingam, if they are Hraswa, we have very few Dirga in Pullinga, but always they are Hraswa only. So Hraswa, that is Hraswa, is Kuril. In Tamil, or short vowel, we say, no, short. They will become long and in will be added. Rama, Raman, Vidyalaya, Vidya. This is Vidyalaya. It's not a Prathama Vibhakti, not a Dvitiya Vibhakti. It's a crude word. It is called Pratipadikam. The crude word is called Pratipadikam, a base word. From there you add the Prathama Vibhakti suffix or you add the Dvitiya Vibhakti suffix, anything. So if you add the Dvitiya Vibhakti Bahuvachana suffix to a crude word, if it is a Pullinga and Hraswa, they will become a Dheerga and they will have a in attached to them. Vidyalayaha, Vidyalayan. Balakaha, Balakan. Chatraha, Chatran. Chatram is Ekavachanam. Chatran is Bahuvachanam. Then you have Putraha, Putran. Sikshakah, Sikshakan. Sishyah, Sishyan. Vaidyah, Vaidyan. Ghatah, Ghatan. Chashakah, Chashakan. All these things. Now, if you have a Akaranta Strilinga, what will happen then? Mala, Malaha. That's it. Malaha. If you remember, even for Prathama subject, Bahuvachanam, we have the same thing. So, Akaranta Strilinga will have the same Bahuvachanam in Prathama and Dvitiya. Okay, Akaranta Strilinga, what will happen is, it will have the same Bahuvachana in the Prathama Vibhakti as well as the Dvitiya Vibhakti. We have Mala, Malaha Santi, Aham Malaha Dadami. Okay, Malaha, Kamalaha, Balikaha, Balikaha Santi, Kaha Santi, Balikaha Santi, Aham Balikaha Pashyami, Aham Kaha Pashyami, Balikaha Pashyami. Okay, the question word will be Kake Kaha for Prathama Vibhakti, Kamke Kaha. So, Dvitiya Vibhakti also, it will be Kaha. For Pulling, Akaranta, it will be the same as Prathama Vibhakti. But if it is Ikaranta, then the Prathama Vibhakti will be what? We saw Nadyaha. Nadi Nadyaha. Kupi. Kupyaha. Duravani. Duravanyaha. Janani. Jananyaha, Prathama, the subject Bahuvachanam. Jananyaha Santi, Kupyaha Svikaromi, Nadyaha Prabahanti, the rivers flow, Nadyaha Prabahanti. Now, the Dvitiya Vibhakti, what will happen there? Nadihi, it will be the base word and the visarga. Nadihi. Mata janani nadihi gachati. Kshetratanam. Nadihi gachati. Yatrikaha nadihi gachanti. Yatrikaah nadihi gachanti. Aham kupihi svikaromi. Aham kupihi dadami. I keep the bottles. Aham kupihi dadami. Aham kupihi svikaromi. Aham jangama duravani. Kreenami, I buy phones, jangama, cell phones. Aham jangama duravani kreenami. So it will be E and Visarga. If it is a Dirga, it will be E and Visarga. Akaranta is already Dirga, so you just add the Visarga. So for Akaranta, the subject is also the same, and the subject Bahuvachanam is the same as the objective case Bahuvachanam. Whereas for Ikaranta Strilinga at this stage, Ikaranta Strilinga will have the crude word and Avisarga. That's it. So the common pattern would be only for the vowel ending words, the common pattern for ajantaha. Ajantaha. Aj comes for, comes from Maheshwara Sutrani. Aj comes from Maheshwara Sutram. Ayun, r, luk, a, om, I, ouch. So, a to each is all the vowels. So, they are called aj. So, ajanta, ajanta, the vowel ending words. Ajanta, ajanta, the vowel ending words. The vowel ending words, the common scenario would be, if they are a pullinga, then you will have a dirga in the dvitiya bahuvachanam, you will have a dirga and the in added to it. If it is a strilinga, then you will have a dirga and a visarga added to it. For the strilinga akaranta, automatically the bahuvachanam in the prathama, the bahuvachanam in the dvitiya are the same. It is a and the crude word a, then a visarga for dvitiya, for prathama, for both it is dirga. Dirga and a visarga. Setu Ramanji. Okay, let me clarify this too. If you, 1 minute, Setu Ramanji. I'll finish this. For Napumsakalinga, again, we saw Phalani Santi. Phalani, Phalani fruits. Now, Phalani Kartayami. Fruits are there. Phalani Santi, Prathama Vibhakti. Phalani Kartayami, Dvitiya Vibhakti. It is the same. The Bahuvachanam for the Napumsakalinga, the whole Prathama Vibhakti is the same as the Dvitiya Vibhakti. Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam, Bahuvachanam. It will be the same. Both Prathama Vibhakti and Dvitiya Vibhakti will be the same all through, in the sense, even if it is ajanta or halanta, halanta is your consonant ending. So, till I ouch, then you have hayavarat, lanyamangananam, jabhang, ghadadash, jabagadadash, kapachatata chatata, shashasar, kapai, shashasar, hal. So, what happens? There, ha, hayavarat, ha, and il. So, hal. Hal is your consonant. All the consonants come under this hal. From the sutra starting from hayavarat, ending at hal, il. So, you have the consonants placed there. Hal is supposed to be your consonant. Halanta is consonant ending. So, this scene of having both the Prathama Vibhakti and Dvitiya Vibhakti same, both the Prathama Vibhakti and Dvitiya Vibhakti same, would be the case throughout, whether it is Ajanta or it is Halanta. For everything, the Napumsakalingam, Prathama Vibhakti and Dvitiya Vibhakti will be same. So automatically, the Bahuvachanam, Ekavachanam is Phalam, subject, object is Phalam, then the subject Bahuvachanam is Phalani, object Bahuvachanam is Phalani. This is the common scene. If you take a Halanta, I don't want to confuse, but I just thought. Guni, 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 gunini, gunini. Guni, gunini, gunini. This is supposed to be an akaranta thing. So you have both the prathama and the dvitiya same. If you have a sakaranta, manaha manasi manamsi, manaha manasi manamsi. This is prathama vibhakti manaha manasi manamsi, dvitiya vibhakti manaha manasi manamsi. This is a sakaranta napumsakalinga shabda. So throughout you have the prathama and the dvitiya vibhakti same. That is for napumsakalinga. So this is how the dvitiya vibhakti works. Now, any questions or Setu Ramanji can go with the second sentence. Third sentence.
Yeah. So, third sentence from my side is Mahila Upavanam Gacchanti.
Very good. Mahila Upavanam is an Apumsakalingam. So, Upavanam Gacchanti. Mahilaha Gacchanti. Mahilaha Putra Gacchanti.
Mahilaha Upavanam Gacchanti.
Okay, now here, if it is a gacchanti, if it is a gacchati or going, you will not ask kim gachanti. You have to always ask kutra gachanti. It is not kim. It is not answering the kim vish, kim thing here. It is answering kutra gachanti. So you have to use kutra for the question here. Mahilaha kutra gachanti.
Mahilaah upavanam gacchanti.
Uttam. Dhanyavada Mohan.
If you were to ask, instead of asking where they are going, who is going to upavanam, how would you ask it?
Kaha upavanam gacchanti. Oh. No. Kaha. Okay. Mahilaah. Huh?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You answer now. Kaha upavanam gacchanti.
Mahilaah upavanam gacchanti.
Uttam. Uttam. Dhanyavada. Sita Bhagini, you have three things. Okay, fine.
Ramaha vriksham pashyati.
Vriksham
pashyati.
Uttam.
If I want to say bahuvachanam
tell vrikshan.
Vrikshan, okay.
Vrikshan pashyati. Uttama. Bala Ramaha vrikshan pashyati. Ramaha vrikshan pashyati. Yes, Bhagini.
Pashyati. And for phalam, it is phalani or?
Correct. Phalani only.
Phalani, okay.
Phalam.
Chikrodaha. Phalani. Kadati. Kadati.
Okay. Right. Chikrodaha. Squirrel. Squirrel. Okay. Phalani kadati. Chikrodaha. Phalani kadati. Uttama. Chikrodaha.
Jananyaha.
Tell. You tell. Jananyaha.
Jananyaha. Putran. Sevayanti. I want to say they serve. That is paramarad. What to say?
Parivesayanti. Parivesayanti.
Okay.
We have no Tamil enna solluvom pari
paramarad.
But here it is parivesayanti. Okay?
Okay.
Parivesha.
Thank you. Okay.
Mata sevayanti. Jananyaha. It will be sevante.
Putran.
Putran sevante, which is serves. Now you are here. You want to use parimarada, so it will be parideshayanti. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Super. Three sentence over. I last question.
Okay.
Kaha vrikshan pashyati.
Ramaha vrikshan pashyati.
Ramaha kan pashyati.
Ramaha vrikshan pashyati.
Okay. Kaha putran pariveshayanti.
Kaha janani putran pariveshayanti.
Janan pariveshayanti. You said jananya, right?
Kaha and kekumbodhu, I should say janani. No.
Kaha is bahuvachanam. Okay.
Jananyaha putran pariveshayanti.
Uttama. Jananyaha kan pariveshayanti.
Jananyaha putran pariveshayanti.
Uttama. Kaha phalani kadati.
Chikrodaha phalani kadati.
Chikrodaha kani khadati.
Chikrodaha palani khadati.
Uttama. Dhanyavadaha. Viji Bhagini. Viji Bhagini, please unmute yourself. Okay. Radha Bhagini. Unmute yourself.
Yes, but me, I'm here.
Can you say three sentences?
Yes, I will. Gajaha vanam gacchanti.
Gajaha vanam gacchanti. Super.
अहं पाठं पठामि
ओके
वयं नगरं गच्छामः
सुपर् वयं नगरं गच्छामः नौ ट्विस्ट् इन् द क्वेश्चन् गजाः किं कुर्वन्ति
गजाः वनं गच्छन्ति
गजाः गच्छन्ति किं कुर्वन्ति गच्छन्ति गजाः कुत्र गच्छन्ति
हलो भगिनि
नमस्ते आर् यु एबल् टु हियर् मी नौ
यस् नौ ऐ केन् हियर् यु
ओके गजाः कुत्र गच्छन्ति
गजाः वनं गच्छन्ति
गजाः वनं गच्छन्ति उत्तमं के नौ गजः इस् अ पुल्लिङ्ग सो के वनं गच्छन्ति
गजाः वनं गच्छन्ति
सूपर् भवती किं पठति
अहं पाठं पठामि
भवती किं करोति
अहं पाठं पठामि
अहं पठामि किं करोति पठामि ओके सेण्टेन्स् वयं भवन्तः सिन्स् वयम् इस् अ पुल्लिङ्ग ऐ मीन् वयम् इस् नाट् अ पुल्लिङ्ग इट्स् अ ग्रूप् सो ऐ एम् यूसिङ्ग् भवन्तः इफ् इट् इस् अ मिक्स्चर् इफ् इट् इस् ओन्ली गर्ल्स् ऐ विल् से भवत्याः विच् एवर् भवत्याः किं कुर्वन्ति अम्मा वासकदव अडिकरदु भवत्याः किं कुर्वन्ति
वयं नगरं गच्छामः
वयं गच्छामः वयं गच्छामः भवत्याः कुत्र गच्छन्ति
वयं ग्रामं गच्छामः
सूपर् ओके भगिनि थेङ्क् यू प्रेमा भगिनि नमस्ते
आं भगिनि अहम् आपणं गच्छामि
ओके
बालकः दुग्धं पिबति छात्राः गीतं गायन्ति
सूपर् गीतं गायन्ति छात्राः गीतानि गायन्ति छात्राः गीतं गायन्ति ओके सो अहं सोरि वाट् वास् द फस्ट् सेण्टेन्स् भगिनि अहम्
आपणं गच्छामि
ओके भवती कुत्र गच्छति
अहम् आपणं गच्छामि
ओके भवती किं करोति
अहं गच्छामि
अहं गच्छामि अस्तु छात्राः किं कुर्वन्ति
छात्राः गायन्ति
गायन्ति सूपर् छात्राः किं गायन्ति
छात्राः गीतानि गायन्ति
कानि गायन्ति गीतानि किं गायन्ति गीतं गायन्ति छात्राः गीतं गायन्ति नौ छात्राः पुल्लिङ्ग के छात्राः स्त्रीलिङ्ग काः नौ के और् काः काः ओके काः गीतानि गायन्ति
छात्राः गीतानि गायन्ति
सूपर् द सेकेण्ड् सेण्टेन्स् भगिनि
बालकः दुग्धं पिबति
सूपर् बालकः किं पिबति
बालकः दुग्धं पिबति
बालकः किं करोति
बालकः पिबति
ओके कः पिबति
बालकः दुग्धं पिबति
बालकः दुग्धं पिबति धन्यवादः भगिनि नागेन्द्रमहोदय Please unmute yourself and say three sentences.
बालकः देवालयं गच्छति रामः पाठं पठति सीता कार्यं करोति
सीता किं करोति
सीता गृहकार्यं करोति
गृहकार्यं करोति का गृहकार्यं करोति
सीता गृहकार्यं करोति.
बालकः किं नो रामः किं पठति?
रामः रामः पाठं पठति.
ओके, रामः किं करोति?
रामः गृहकार्यं करोति.
कः पाठं पठति?
बालकः पाठं पठति.
वाट् वास् द फस्ट् सेण्टेन्स् महोदय?
बालकः पाठं पठति.
नो, द अदर् वन्, दट् वास् युर् सेकेण्ड् सेण्टेन्स्. द फस्ट् वन् ऐ फर्गाट्. सीता कार्यं करोति. कः देवालयं गच्छति? कः देवालयं गच्छति महोदय?
रामः देवालयं गच्छति.
ओके, रामः देवालयं गच्छति. फैन्. रामः कुत्र देवालयः देवालयं रामः कुत्र गच्छति?
देवालयं गच्छति.
कः देवालयं गच्छति?
रामः देवालयं गच्छति.
अस्तु, धन्यवादः. विजी भगिनी, भगिनी त्री सेण्टेन्स् प्लीस्.
यस् मां. मम गृहे पूजाप्रकोष्ठे वयं पूजा करोति.
मम गृहे पूजाप्रकोष्ठे वयं पूजां कुर्मः. पूजां कुर्मः, इट्स् अ स्पेशल्. द करोति, द कृ धातु इस् अ स्पेशल् धातु. सो इट् विल् बि करोति कुर्वन्ति, करोमि कुर्मः. बहुवचनं विल् बि कुर्मः. कुर्मः, इट् इस् कुर्मः. ओके, रैट्, रिमेम्बर् द कुर्मावतारं, बट् डू इट् ह्रस्व. कुर्मः. ओके, नौ मम गृहे, मम षष्ठी विभक्ति, गृहे सप्तमी विभक्ति, पूजा प्रकोष्ठे सप्तमी विभक्ति. सो मम गृहे पूजा प्रकोष्ठे वयं पूजां, सब्जेक्ट् वयं, प्रथमा विभक्ति पूजां, द्वितीया विभक्ति कुर्मः. ओके, सेकेण्ड् सेण्टेन्स्. सूपर्.
बालकाः चलनचित्रं पश्यति.
बालकः चलनचित्रं पश्यति. ओके, फिल्म्, चलनचित्रं, फिल्म् पश्यति. सूपर्.
बालकः चित्रमन्दिरे चलनचित्रं पश्यति.
सूपर्. चित्रमन्दिरे चलनचित्रं पश्यति. चित्रमन्दिरं थियेटर्, सिनेमा हाल्. चित्रमन्दिरे चलनचित्रं पश्यति. सूपर्. नेक्स्ट् सेण्टेन्स् भगिनि. चित्रमन्दिरे चलनचित्रं पश्यति.
मम सहोदरः वित्तकोश कार्यं करोति.
वित्तकोशे कार्यं करोति. मम सहोदरः वित्तकोशे कार्यं करोति. कः वित्तकोशे कार्यं करोति?
मम सहोदरः.
सहोदरः कुत्र कार्यं करोति?
वित्तकोशे कार्यं करोति.
ओके, पूजागृहे भवन्तः किं कुर्वन्ति?
पूजागृहे वयं पूजां कुर्वन्ति.
वयं पूजां कुर्मः.
कुर्मः,
वयं पूजां कुर्मः.
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry, ma'am. No, it's okay. What was the second sentence? That just went off. It was
चलनचित्रं.
बालकाः, के चलनचित्रं कुत्र पश्यन्ति? चित्रमन्दिरे चलनचित्रं पश्यन्ति. बालकाः किं पश्यन्ति?
हलो,
के ऐ यू नाट् एबल् टु हियर् मि. बालकाः किं पश्यन्ति?
बालकाः चित्रमन्दिरे पश्यन्ति, सोरि, चलनचित्रं पश्यन्ति.
चलनचित्रं पश्यन्ति. ओके, थेङ्क् यु भगिनि.
वेल्कम् मम.
सेतुरामन् महोदय, रामः वनं गच्छति वास् योर् वन् सेण्टेन्स्. वाट् वास् योर् सेकेण्ड् सेण्टेन्स्?
Second was Krishna, I don't recollect it now, I didn't write it down, so maybe we can use as Krishna Vidyalayam Gacchati.
Okay.
Third so, one was Mahilaha Upavanam Gacchanti.
Okay, Mahilaha Upavanam Gacchati. Ramaha Kutra Gacchanti, Kutra Gacchati?
Ramaha Mandiram.
गच्छति वनं, यु सेड् वनं गच्छति. रामः किं करोति?
रामः गच्छति.
रामः गच्छति.
When you ask a question like किं करोति, it's just about the action and not where he is doing or where, or so I should answer just the crisp one bit. That's how we should answer.
Because I just want to know whether you are understanding that kim karoti is only for the verb. Okay? It is only kim karoti. What he is doing? I just want the action. Okay? So, balakah kim karoti? Balakah pashyati. Balakah kim karoti? Balakah patati. Then if I say kim patati or kutra gachyati, and hope you all noted one thing. The thing is, for saptami vibhakti we use kutra, kutra upavishati, kutra gach, kutra tishtati, kutra upavishati, kutra asti, all those things we use saptami vibhakti. But for gachati the dvitiya vibhakti will be kutra. And just make a small note, the gachati, the dvitiya vibhakti, you will not say kim gachati, no, you will say kutra gachati, vidyalayam gachati, griham gachati. So dvitiya vibhakti will be your kutra, it will be answering your kutra, right? Just you do, you have to remember that. For saptami vibhakti the question is kutra. The for prathama vibhakti or verb we say kim. Now for dvitiya vibhakti also it is kim, like kim patati, kim likhati, kim vadati and all. Okay, but if it is a verb is gachati, then it will always be kutra only. Just have to remember that. Setu Ramanji, please unmute yourself. So mahilaha, mahilaha, महिलाः आपणं गच्छन्ति. महिलाः, महिलाः
उपवनं गच्छन्ति.
उपवनं गच्छन्ति. सो महिलाः किं कुर्वन्ति?
महिलाः गच्छन्ति.
महिलाः गच्छन्ति. काः गच्छन्ति?
महिलाः गच्छन्ति.
सूपर्, दट्स् इट्. ओके, सो now we have few verbs which are very different, not different, usually say they are vishesha shabdah, vishesha verbs. But why they are vishesha, why they are special? We usually have patati, patanti, likhati, likhanti, bhavati, bhavanti, hasati, hasanti. Okay, then we have chorayati, chorayanti, kshalayati, kshalayanti, kshipati, kshipanti. fine. There are, when it comes to the verbs, we have 10 types, 10 groups. The verbs are sorted down and they are separated in such a way that you have 10 different groups of verbs. We call it ganaha. Ganaha is supposed to be a group. Gananam patihi, ganapatihi. Group's head is gana. So gana is supposed to be a group. Vyasa ganaha. When we go for prasikshanam, training, we have groups. Vyasa ganaha, Valmiki ganaha, Kalidasa ganaha, and all. That will be divided like that. So ganaha is supposed to be your group. We have 10 different groups. The common group or the major verbs belong to the first group, where we have patati, likati, hasati, kadati, all those things, all these words, you know, which is easy. So we have, on the whole, we have dhatus ranging around 1,990. You can approximately keep it as 2,000. Okay, so we have 2,000 dhatus, and these 2,000 dhatus are divided into 10 groups, and in out of the 10 groups, almost 900 dhatus are in the prathama gana, which is the common gana. So the dhatus, the verbs which fall in the other groups, we call them vishesha group. We call the dhatus as vishesha in the first level. It will be confusing, so I'm not explaining further. I'm just saying why they are vishesha, in what way they are vishesha. They follow a pattern. They have a few verbs under them. Okay, if asti, and there is a dhatu called asti, we say. The bahuvachanam is santi. Why? How this is happening? Then you have janati. Saha janati, he knows. The bahuvachanam will be jananti. Ekavachanam is janati. Bahuvachanam is jananti. Ekavachanam is janami. Bahuvachanam is janimaha. Bahuvachanam is janimaha. Which is different from patami patamaha. Or patati patanti. It is different. Because they fall under a different gana. You have a kriyadi gana. They fall under that. You have few words there. Kreenati. Janati. Kreenati. Kreenanti. Kreenati. Kreenanti. Kreenami. Kreenimaha. Kreenami. Kreenimaha. This, they fall under one category. Then we have karoti.
Yeah. Bhagini, what is kreenami?
Kreenami is buying. Vikkaren.
Okay.
Vikkaren. In Tamil, we say vikkaren. Kreenami is buying. Vikrinite is selling. So kreenami is buying. Right. So krayaha is enna velan kekkrom, yeah, what is the kraya, what is the moolam, what is the kraya, like how, for how much do I buy? So we have kreenami. Kreenami is buying. Then we have verbs, one set of verbs like karoti, doing. Karoti, the bahuvachanam would be kurvanti. Karoti, kurvanti. Do you have any words like this? Yeah, we have shaknoti. Then you have shaknuvanti. Shaknuvanti, all capable. Shaknoti, I can. We say, no, I can. Shakli shaktau, shakti. Shakno, from this only. Shaknoti only, you have shakti. Then you have shakraha, the all capable indraha. Shakraha comes from shaknoti. He is all capable. So shaknoti, shaktaha, shaktihi, all this comes from this. So this is, this Dhatu comes under a special, another group. So it is called Shaknoti, Shaknuvanti. Shaknomi, Shaknumaha. Karomi, Kurmaha. Then we have Chinoti, select. Chayanam, choice. Chayanam. Chayanam is selection. Chinoti, I pluck. Avachinoti, plucking. Chinoti, select. Vichinoti, avachinoti means plucking. Sita, pushpani, avachinoti. She plucks the flowers. Avachinoti. Mahila, shatikam chinoti. She selects the saris. Army madhye, kimbhavati, janaha, chayanartam tishtanti. They stand for selection. Chayanartam, for selecting. Saha, army madhye karyam kartum chinutaha. He's been selected for
Bhagini,
the...
Can you send this work in homework?
Yeah,
we can't remember.
No. I will send whatever I'm using. I'm just taking it from Abhyasa. Okay. I think it is there in your Abhyasa Pustaka.
So I see. Okay.
Wait,
okay.
1 minute. Okay. It will be
but
there.
Meanings
you know,
are
not there. Okay.
Meanings are not
send.
There.
No problem. I'll say. So chinoti. So what happens? Chinoti is plucking. So select and all. So they fall under a separate group. Then you have something called dadati. Dadati, where you will always find the words are, the letters, first two letters are duplicated. Like you have bibheti, bibheti means bhayam, anubhavati, bibheti. Bibharti means he holds. Bharataha, Bibharti, Brinja. So all these, they fall under a separate group. So since they fall under different groups, they have a different. Why they fall under a different group? Because before adding the T to the verb, something else is added. And what is added? It is called a Gana Pratyayaha. I keep saying, The words ending always depends on a suffix. The same way, for the Kriyapadam, we have something called a Gana Pratyayaha. A Gana Pratyayaha. We have, for every Gana, we have one suffix which will be added before the T. Patati. So you are adding one, but a is added. So the adding is the common dhatu, easy to go. And mostly only these dhatus are used. Like I said, bibharti is from a different group. So instead of using bibharti, we can use bharati. We have that also. Bharati. Dadati, instead of using dadati, why we don't use these words? Why they are not so common? Because the bahuvachanam and all are difficult. Like dadati, bahuvachanam will be dadati. Dadati, ekavachanam. Balakaha dadati. Balakaha dadati. No into it. That is the speciality of that group. They will not have a in between, in the Bahuvachanam. That is the speciality. Bibheti bibhitaha bibhyati. Bahuvachanam will be bibhyati. Bibhyati means bhayam anubhavati. Bhayam anubhavati. So, these type of different groups are there and they are placed. So, how do we read? Like, there are words like karoti. For dadati, we have a word like yachati, which is easy to use and which is yachati, yachanti, easy. Yachati means give. We have for da, we have yach, adesha. Then we have yama, uparame. for yama uparame means sayachha sayamya sayachha niyamya niyachha, that is controlling. There also we have one yach, we have a yachha for dana, for dadati, then we have a yachha for controlling. You should not think niyamya niyachha niyachha, we say niyamya sayamya sayachha. Sayachha is a lotlakara. Niyamya is another prefix, another suffix added. So forget all those things. As we go, we will learn. Why I want to take this today? Because karoti, we bumped into the word karoti. So karoti, the bahuvachanam would be kurvanti. Karoti, kurvanti. Karumi would be kur. Karomi would be kurmaha. Karomi would be kurmaha. Then, okay, I went to the Bhutakala. I don't want the Bhutakala now. Okay, karoti. One minute. Okay, can you see this now? You are able to see this? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm just go. Ah, no. Here. Are you? Yeah. Are you able to see here? Karoti. Just see this.
Yes.
Karoti.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Karoti. The low. It is karoti. Bahuvachanam will be kurmaha. Then you have this shrunoti. Hear it. Shrunoti is to hear. What happens there? Shrunoti shrunvanti. Shrunoti is shrunvanti. Shrunomi shrunumaha. Shrunumaha. Vayam shrunumaha. Vayam katham shrunumaha. And I just want you all to be very careful in writing this word shuru. It is very important that you don't forget it. What will happen here is, it is only shivasha ish, only ish and a ru. Okay, don't ever write as shra, ish, ra and wu. No, that is for shrutva and all. When it comes to shunoti, one minute, please, can I think somebody is on, can you please unmute yourself? Getting echo, ma. Fine. So shrunoti, just be very careful in writing. If when it comes to shrunoti, the kriyapadam, it will always be the shivasha and the ru matra. Shivasha and the ru matra. So what you do, you write a one, then you take a you put a half of the yes, what is that yes, and the you have no cursive writing, yes, half, you just have to write the half is. So you just take a line and put it around, and that will be your ish. Then what you do, you put a r, or else you can put sh, shiva sh, and underneath you can put a c. That will be your shr, shrunoti. Don't ever 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 write as ish, then you put a ra. For shri you put right shri, and for like that you put a shra, then putting a u matra, ulta c is wrong. Okay, for shrinoti it is always sh and a c underneath, which is a r matra. Okay, ish and r are shrinoti. You have for shrutva or shrotum, those things we will be doing later. There you have the shura, but the proper shrinoti will always have a shur, ish and r matra. R, rishir, right? So shrinoti becomes your शृणोति इति एकवचनं, बहुवचनं विल् बि शृण्वन्ति. देन् यु हाव् शृणोमि, शृणुमः, दे आल्सो कम् अण्डर् करोति, कुर्मः, करोमि, करोति, कुर्वन्ति, शृणोति, शृण्वन्ति, करोमि, शृणोमि, कुर्मः, शृणुमः. देन् वि हाव् गृह्णाति, 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 वाट् विल् हेपन् देर्? The same, na is there, janati. So what will happen? Grinnati, grinnanti, janati, jananti. Janati is not knowing. Grinnati, grahanam. Grahanam means abduct or hold, to hold. Abduct, hold. We have no grahanam, surya grahanam, chandra grahanam and all. So grahanam also goes for abduction or blocking or holding. Grahanam, hold. Graha, why we called griham? Griham because it grinnati, it holds you, it doesn't leave you. So it we called griham, home. Grinnati, it comes from that. Then we have shaknoti, grinnati, grinnanti, then you have janami, grinhami, jani maha, grinhi maha. Then we have roditi, the bahuvachanam will be rudanti. Karoti, kurvanti, roditi, rudanti, rodimi, rodimaha. The bahu vachanam. All these things I'll write and send you. Shaknoti.
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Krinati. There's a word, I am seeing one word, krinati. You said grinati, no? That is... yes, that cursor
is grinhati.
That is
this is grinhati. This is hold.
Okay, kri ka
kri do irukku parunga krinhati. This is krinhati. Krinhati.
Yes,
this is why grinhati is holding.
Okay.
Then we have shaknoti. All I can, I am able, shaknoti, shakti, shakraha, shaknoti. Then we have prakshalayati and all is not a problem, they are the same one. Then we have, okay, that's it. So the bahuvachanam for all these things only we have to do, the bahuvachanam. Okay. Karoti, shunoti, okay. Fine. Now,
Bhagini, said all, you said some special words, no? Like, kurvanti, rodanti, that and all you please roditi. Send.
Yeah, I said roditi. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if they are... Let me see where they are. They, 1 minute. You have it in your Abhyasa Pustakam. I'll just... 1 minute. You are able to see here? Your page will be 22. Are you able to see? Namaste.
Yes.
Karoti, it is karoti kurvanti. Karomi kurmaha. Shrinoti shrinvanti. shrunomi shrunumaha. Then you have dadati. Ekavachanam is giving. Dadati. Bahuvachanam is dadati. Okay? Then, oh my God. Dadami. 1 minute. Hey. When somewhere else. Dadati, dadati is bahuvachanam. Dadami, daddumaha. Aham dadami, vayam daddumaha. Janati, jananti, bahuvachanam. Janami, janimaha. Then you have shaknoti, shaknuanti, bahuvachanam. Shaknomi, shaknoti. Shaknumaha is your bahuvachanam of this. So, now, aham ichhami pibami, there only you have this vishesha abhyasaha in this. So, you can write sentence, balakaha karyam karoti. Astra pashyantu, karmakaraha. Now, what you have to do is, karmakaraha karyam kurvanti. Karmakaraha karyam kurvanti. You have to use all those things. Karoti, janati, aham balakaha shlokam janati. Balakaha shlokam janati. Saha patitum shaknoti. Use patitum. For the time being, use patitum, lekitum, and all those things. You will have the table. I'll send the table which I showed just now. So use that. And for shaknoti, you have to write that. Patitum shaknoti. Saha kriditum shaknoti. And next week, I'll tell why the tum is there. Kriditum shaknoti. If it is only for shaknoti, I want this to be used. Or else leave that shaknoti for the time being. Next week, after doing the tum, we will do the shaknoti. Now, use all the other words. Janami. Aham shlokam janami. Aham katham janami. Aham kim karomi iti janami. Aham patham janami. All those. Janati. Balikaha jananti. Use the table above and finish this. Okay? Then we have Kati. We saw Kim Kutra. Please mute yourself. Somebody is unmuted. It's okay. Now you have Kim Kutra Kati Kada. We saw Kada. We saw Kim. We saw Kutra. Kim Kutra Kati Kada. So Kati. Kati is a word which quantifies how many, like that. How many, when it is countable. How many brushes are there? How many chairs are there? How many girls are there? And the speciality about this kati is, it will always be, even if the answer is going to be one, we will always use bahuvachanam. Kati putraha santi. Ek putraha asti. Kati putraha santi. Vane kati gajaha santi. Vane ekaha gajaha asti. Idani. Ekaha gajaha asti. Grihe kati prakoshtaha santi. Gihe ekaha prakoshtaha asti. So always it will be kati and santi. Or bhavanti. So always bahuvachanam with kati. Though the answer would be ekavachanam. Though, whatever. But kati is always a bahuvachana word. Kati is always a bahuvachana word. Like I said prajaha, samaha, then we saw a word called ap, ap, apsu, it is always bahuvachana, apsu.
Then how many?
Yeah, how many? Okay. Ama, exactly, how many? Even
how
the
much is different?
Ama. How okay. much is... kati mulyakani, how many rupyakani, how kati rupyakani, so that will be there. How much, Bhagini, can you explain how many and how much, what do you are specifically asking me?
How many, naka, numbers, how much quantity?
So, like how much na? Yeah, the answer is pretty cool.
How much fruits are there? How much? 3 kgs of fruits.
That will also like, come here only. Kati kilo, phalani santi. Kati parimitani phalani santi. Kati parimitani phalani santi. Only the thing which cannot be counted, like evlo mara, we say. So that you can use kiyati vrishtihi. Then you have a word called kiyan. When it is cannot be, when it cannot be quantified, when it cannot be measured, exactly. But you can still say, no, what a speed. We say, what is the speed? We can say, what is the speed of the wind? So, kiyan vegaha, kiyan vegaha, 75 kilometer per hour or whatever, kiyan vegaha, we say. Then, kiyati vrishtihi, here, kati, what happened to kati is, kati will not. It will be the same for Pullinga, Strilinga, Napumsakalinga. Okay? It will be the same for all the three. Whereas the Kiyan Vegaha, it is Kiyan Vegaha, Kiyati Vrishtihi, the Strilingam will have a Kiyati, the Pullingam will have a Kiyan, the Napumsakalingam will have a Kiyat. Kiyat, Kiyati, Kiyanti, Kiyat it will be. So, okay, we will, don't worry about the Kiyan part now. We will use the Kati. Kati syutaha santi. Kati syutaha pancha syutaha santi. And as I said, we always use from 5. Why? We try to use only from 5 when we start teaching. Why? Because after 5 only, we have only one bahuvachana. Till 19, all the words are bahuvachana words, no gender difference. Okay, then we have a Srilinga, fine. But till 5, like 1, 2, 3, 4, you have a gender differences there. So you have Ekaha Balakaha, Eka Balika, Ekam Pustaka, like that. So we always start with 5. Then go through this. Next week I'll teach you the gender things. Okay, so now. Kati phalani santi, kati seva phalani santi, ekam, dve, trini, chatvari, panchashat phalani santi, kati parnani santi, you have to ask the question, kati parnani santi, kati vatayanani santi, vatayanam is what? Vatayanam is? Window, vata ayanam. Ankanyaha santi kati. So ankanyaha is a trilingam. Vata ayanam is a pullanapumsakalingam. But still, we have only kati. So, what is the visesha suchana here? Kunchika is supposed to be the key. Visesha suchanam is kati, asti is wrong. It is always bahuvachanam. So, you can finish this. Okay, now. I think we will wind up here. I'll try to send by today or tomorrow. I have uploaded, as soon as the class is over, I upload the thing. Last week, last class recording has also been uploaded, so you can hear that also. This one also I will upload in another half an hour, I'll upload it, so you can hear this also, and I'll send the files also. What I'll do is, the slide part is always sent, added in the slide, the things. So you just open the slide thing also, as and when. You can see if there are new slides added there. I add it later also. So you just go through the recording and all. We'll finish the class, then I will go for the thing. You can finish the 22 page, then the 23rd page. Also, you can go through and finish the kati. Then for 22, what you can do is, you can write different sentences. Leave shaknoti for the time being. I will do another one thing has to be done for shaknoti. Then we can write sentences for shaknoti. Otherwise, you, other than that, you use janati, jananti, jani, janami, janimaha for all these things. What the same thing you can use, balakaha janati, balakaha jananti, aham janami, vayam janimaha. For janami and janimaha, it is only aham and vayam. And what you janati, what you jananti, that you can change. Mantraha, mantram, shlokaha, shlokam. I will send the words which are pullinga and which are srilinga, that avali, that list also I will send. Okay?
Okay.
Finish the class, then any doubts
of these verbs.
Yeah, Krinati and all the meanings also I will send. Okay. I will send in WhatsApp as well as I will attach the file slides there. Okay. Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kashche dukha bhag bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.